This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Yeah, me being gay, that's just, it's a part of who I am, but it's not all of who I am. So it's just, I didn't have to flash this sign and say, hey, listen, I'm gay and I want you to know that I am. It was no need.
State Representative Chevron Jones goes public and opens up about being a gay man.
It was just time to be open and to let others know that it's okay to free yourself and live in that freedom.
Jones joins the ranks of several openly gay legislators at the Capitol, and he explains why he's decided to come out now.
I just kept feeling lighter the entire time while I'm sharing my story. I start feeling much better every time I started sharing. So it was fine how it happened.
Also, early voting is over. It's time to weed out the candidates and see who will go head-to-head in November. We have all that and more coming up this week on episode 153 of The Rotunda. Welcome to the program. It's the Florida primary election. Depending on when you're listening, you're either happy, sad, or still anticipating the outcome for your favorite candidate running for office. Who will be the Republican and Democratic nominees for governor? Governor Rick Scott, who is term limited, is busy challenging Democrat Bill Nelson for Senate. Other contested primaries include the Attorney General's race, the Republican side at least, Ashley Moody versus Frank White. On the Democratic side, so far it's just Representative Sean Shaw, since a judge ordered the removal of Ryan Torrens from the ballot because Shaw claimed he used an illegal contribution to cover the qualifying fee to run for office. Shaw sued and won. Torrens is appealing the decision, but time is running out. Agriculture Commissioner is in play, as well as several congressional seats, including a Republican candidate who once claimed she was abducted by aliens. That's Bettina Rodriguez Aguilar, running to replace U.S. Representative Ileana Ross Leighton. So again, it will be a busy week, and on top of that, the recent shooting in Jacksonville. Multiple people were killed in the shooting during a video game tournament at the shopping and dining complex in downtown Jacksonville, known as the Jacksonville Landing. Of course, a wide array of reactions from candidates running for office. We will see how that impacts voters who are going to the polls. So there was an article in the Miami Herald posing the question, will Miami's black community elect Florida's first out gay African-American lawmaker? The article is about Cedric McMinn, a former executive director of the local Democratic Party and outreach director in Florida for Barack Obama and Charlie Crist campaigns. 2 years ago, Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith became the first openly gay Latino lawmaker in the state, and David Richardson in 2012 was elected as Florida's first openly gay lawmaker to a Miami Beach area state house seat. And according to Equality Florida, there are 11 openly LGBTQ candidates running for state office this year. So, that story in the Miami Herald by David Smiley triggered the outing of a sitting gay legislator who had been private about his personal affairs.
So someone ousted me, which I was okay with, though. I was fine with. Someone ousted me.
That's Representative Chevron Jones, who describes himself as a preacher's kid. He was married at the age of 26 to a woman and divorced at 31. He said he had known since he was in kindergarten that he was gay. And he joins me here to share his story.
So a few days ago, I came out and of my announcement of freedom, coming out as being gay. But it's not as if it was news to my close family and friends, but it was made news to the public. So it was just time to be open and to let others know that it's okay to free yourself and live in that freedom.
Why was now the time to live in your freedom?
Well, truth be told, an article came out not too long ago about a great individual who's running for state rep in down here, Cedric McMinn. And the story was titled, Is Florida Ready for Its First Openly Gay Black Legislator? And so David Smiley, he got tipped off by someone telling him, I don't think that story is accurate. So someone ousted me, which I was okay with, though. I was fine with. Someone ousted me, and so David sent me a text message and said, hey, listen, can you talk? And when he asked me, can I talk? He asked me, and I was honest with him, and I told him yes, because if you ask me, I'll tell you. I won't lie to you. And he asked me, was I okay with telling my story? I said, sure. Although it was done in a different way than I would have rather do it, but I believe that the universe all works well, and everything happens for a reason, and the timing was right. I love David Smiley. He's an amazing journalist. And so I did not mind sharing that story with him, and I did that.
So how would you have rather your story be told if you had your ways?
So I had like this whole envision of me sitting down with a news reporter and say, hey, finally, I'm going to go ahead and tell the story. And but I never knew when that was going to happen because I kept putting it off. I have had several reporters come to me and say, hey, listen, when you finally break this story, please let me write it. Let me be the one to write it. And it just never came around to that because I kept putting the time off to be able to do it. So no time would have ever been right. And I actually felt amazing because as David and I were talking on the phone, I just kept feeling lighter the entire time while I'm sharing my story. I start feeling much better every time I started sharing. So it was fine how it happened. I was okay with individual, and no one shared that story with David about calling me. I don't think they did it out of spite. I think they did it out of maybe you should call Chevron. And I was okay with it.
So now that you're out, what feedback have you been getting from the public?
I've gotten nothing but love from people because that's what I put out. And those individuals who might want to say anything negative, I haven't received it. And even if they do, I kind of ignore it because I think we all have a level of truth that you owe to yourself, that you should live in or one should live in. I believe everyone should go to sleep peacefully at night knowing that they leave it all on the field. They put everything out there, put everything out on the table of who they are, because too many people pass and they never are able to reveal who they are as individuals. And I knew that the time was coming to just be honest and share what that truth looked like. Did not know how that was going to look. But you know, what better time to do it than now?
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes chatting with State Representative Chevron Jones about his decision to go public about his sexuality. More from our conversation coming up. You're listening to The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes. This program is supported by listeners like you. I know you've heard that line before, but it is supported by listeners like you. You can support this program by being a sponsor, an underwriter. Just go to www.rotundapodcast.com to learn more. Sign up to ensure your message, your issues, gets heard by Florida's most influential people in Florida politics. So when you're talking about living in your truth, does this mean you've been living a lie? And how have you been able to reconcile that looking back?
Yeah, that's a good question. So no, I wasn't living a lie because those who were close to me, they knew. They know my partner, they were very well aware. As a state legislator, you live a very public life. And there's a private side of me that I choose to live to where when I come home, I want to be with my family, I want to be with my partner. And that's just a side of me that I just never revealed to open to the public. And so it wasn't a lie. It was just my private life that I chose to live, on a daily basis without having to flaunt that in front of people's faces, because I don't want that to be the talking point, because me being gay is who I am. But it's not what I do on a daily basis. It's me ensuring that that I'm fighting to ensure that our Black men and boys are being protected when they walk out into the street, or police body cameras, or ensuring our education system and our teachers are being paid fairly. I mean, so yeah, you know, me being gay, that's just, it's a part of who I am, but it's not all of who I am. So it's just I didn't have to flash this sign and saying, hey, listen, I'm gay and I want you to know that I am. It was no need.
Will we now be seeing you with your partner more so around the Capitol? What will change, and how has things been in your personal life with this announcement?
No, nothing will change. We live very private. I mean, we live private lives. What I put on Facebook is a lot of the work that I do. I share a lot with my family. He's on my social media. So if one would go see, they'll see that he's there. And so nothing will change. He won't be in Tallahassee because he works down in Miami. So I'm sure he won't be in Tallahassee. But nothing's going to change. Same Chevron, same personality. I'm not changing. I just gave everyone a glimpse of another part of me. That's it.
Well, as you know, there are other public LGBTQ members in the legislature. What have they been saying, and what do you plan to do? Will you be doing anything differently? Will you be more vocal on LGBTQ issues?
I just continue what I've been doing. I've been fighting for the LGBTQ community since I've been in the legislature. I speak out on those issues. I speak out against hate. I speak out when my colleagues are doing ill things to not just the LGBTQ community, when they're doing that to women, when they're doing it to consumers. I do it for everyone. So none of that is going to change.
So what else is going on? I imagine this must be a busy time for you. You're back in school and your campaign. Give us an update.
Yeah, well, I'm working on my PhD in educational leadership higher ed at FAU. My classes are on Saturday. I just got out of class a few minutes ago, and I am brain fried, but it's good. And I'm not running for office right now. I just won my election election without opposition. So I'm looking forward to going back to Tallahassee and fighting for those things that I care about. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, State Representative Chevron Jones. So we're looking forward to seeing you back here in Tallahassee. Thank you so much for taking this time to speak with me. I really appreciate your time and look forward to having you back right here on the program.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of The Rotunda. Remember to follow us at Rotunda Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, check us out at rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.